Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. On a well-traveled highway, it only takes one bad section to slow traffic for miles. And as Shmali Gudawardena, assistant professor of biological sciences at the University at Buffalo, reveals, our brain's neuronal highways are susceptible to traffic problems as well.
Imagine if you could open up your brain and look inside. What you would see is a network of brain cells called neurons, each one shaped like a cable. If you could go a level deeper and peer inside these cells, you would find that each cable resembles a highway, housing tiny microtubule tracks for moving materials between different parts of the cell. When these roadways are operating smoothly, tiny vehicles called motor proteins carry precious cargo along microtubule tracks. This allows the cell to receive information, make repairs, and send instructions to the body. But when a track gets blocked, cells die, and serious health problems can occur, like Alzheimer's disease. Understanding blockages and how traffic should flow in healthy cells could offer hope to patients. My latest research shows that a protein called presenilin plays an important role in controlling neuronal traffic. In our study, presenilin helped to control the speed at which molecular vehicles called kinesins and dynins moved. When we cut the amount of presenilin by half, the motors moved faster, they paused fewer times, and their pauses were shorter. Given our data, it's possible that tweaking presenilin levels could help prevent traffic jams on the neuronal highway. The results were interesting because we know presenilin is involved in Alzheimer's disease. When the function of presenilin is defective, it helps create harmful buildups called amyloid plaques that can damage cells. Our new study shows that presenilin may play yet another role in causing disease. In Alzheimer's patients, transport defects occur well before other symptoms. Developing drugs that prevent these defects would be a useful way to attack the problem early.
That was Shmali Gudawardena of the University at Buffalo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.